Test 71, Section 2, Question 12. Here we're looking to strengthen the argument. And it says, over the coming century, winter temps are likely to increase in the Rocky Mountains due to global warming. So temperatures are going to climb due to global warming. This will cause a greater proportion of the precipitation to fall as rain instead of snow. So then we'll have a higher percentage of the precipitation to fall as rain instead of snow. So more of the, you know, more rain than snow. Therefore, the mountain snowpack will probably melt more rapidly and earlier in the season. So snowpack will melt earlier and more rapidly, leading to greater spring flooding and less storable water to meet summer demands. So less storable water, more flooding. So we want to know what would strengthen this. And this one ends up being a tricky question because there are multiple answers that are good, and you have to pick between two good ones which one is the best. So global warming will probably cause a substantial increase in the average amount of annual precipitation. It's not that the total precipitation is going up, it's the amount falling as rain versus snow that's going to change. In other mountain regions, after relatively mild winters, the melting of snowpacks has led to greater spring flooding and less storable water on average than in those mountain regions after colder winters. Well, that could help because it's saying, look, this is what has happened in other mountain regions. On average, in areas of the Rocky Mountains in which winters are relatively mild, there is less storable water to meet summer demands than there is in areas of the Rocky Mountains that experience colder winters. And I held on to this too, because I felt like that was relatively good, because it's saying that flooding, you know, that there's less storable water in those areas. And then on average, the regions of the world with the mildest winters, there's more spring flooding and less storable water than in regions with much colder. Felt like we were just getting a little bit too broad here, and not necessarily talking about the areas we wanted. In regions of the world, seems a little broad. The larger the mountain snowpack, the greater the amount of spring flooding. Well, we want that talks about the larger the snowpack, but if we're going to get less snow and more rain, we probably are going to have less snowpack. So this was one where I felt like that answer choices B and C were both going to be decent. Now, in looking at the difference between those, it's talking about over the coming century, the temperatures are going to increase, and then you'll get a higher amount of rain to snow, so it will melt more rapidly, and then we'll have more flooding and less storable water in those areas. And that's our conclusion overall. Now, when we look at B versus C in this case, we are kind of comparing these two. Now, if we look at C, I'm going to look at that first. It says, on average, in areas of the Rocky Mountains in which winters are relatively mild, there is less storable water to meet summer demands than areas that experience colder. So that one helps, but it really only addresses one of the two things. It talks about storable water. And second, it just talks about areas that are relatively mild versus those that have colder. And it's not really talking about what happens when you have a change. Now, even though B talks in other mountain regions, which I would have preferred if this were about the Rocky Mountains, but because it says after relatively mild winters, so it's talking about what happens after a change, the melting of snowpacks has led to greater spring flooding. And so it directly ties in that snowpack melting faster and what that does. And so it says when you have a milder winter, it's that faster snowpack led to greater flooding and less storable water than after colder. So it says when you get a change, then you get those things. And so it's better than answer choice C. But this is one that I think was difficult because there were multiple answers that could help at least a little.